The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Eleven a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Yep, 1 week away from Turkey Day, if in fact you can afford it. We'll be talking about that and much more in our news segment here before we bring Reverend Jim Hardin on the show at the bottom of the hour. Perry Marshall will be guesting for about 30 minutes or so at the top of next hour. This guy's amazing in what he's doing here with cellular technology. He's got a $10 million offer on the table out there, and we'll be talking about that at the top of next hour. In the meantime, for those of you who are listening to us on shortwave frequency 13.845, that is the second of the two frequencies that we broadcast on. The first one, which is 7.8, whatever, I forget what the 490 or whatever, 7, whatever. That frequency down there at the 7 band of the shortwave frequency dial is for archive broadcast. That's what we do down there. The 13.845, we've been broadcasting live at stream. Excuse me. And we want you to know that if you are listening to 13.845, if you have not already called into the Power Hour and to tell us about it, call 877-817-9829, and instead of waiting for the phone to pick up, connect to the support line and leave us a message and tell us, yes, I'm listening to you live, and tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and you're listening to us on 13.845, and you want us to keep the frequency. Now, if we only get a couple of phone calls, it's not worth the money for us to keep that frequency active, and so we will disconnect it. Obviously, times are tough. The economy is getting weird, and people are holding back on the bucks. And, of course, to keep that shortwave active, please consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending in a donation. Otherwise, we got to scrap that frequency. That's why we're asking for your feedback. All right? We're trying to watch your bucks now, because times are getting tough. And if you think that, you know, we're not the only corporation, Amazon's laying off 10,000 workers. But Amazon's got a big workforce. That shows you how big they are. And so, if you start disconnecting and not make it a New Year's resolution to not buy from Amazon anymore and buy from the Power Mall, that will keep us on the air and keep the truth in the news coming at you. I know there's a lot of other shows that you can listen to, and many of you do, and we appreciate you listening to this show, because we are going to share stuff with you and have guests on that not a lot of other networks and other back channel news organizations have on. A lot of them do. You can listen to them there. But apparently a lot of you have indicated that you like the way the interviews are conducted on this channel. I try to ask as many questions as I think that our listeners would ask, which is one of the reasons why you have indicated vis-a-vis your phone calls that you like the way these interviews go down. They are educational. That's the reason we have these guests on that we do. We try to get them timely if we can. Obviously, a lot of these people are in demand, the ones that you see on TV. It's very difficult to get these senators and congressmen on. Don't hold your breath. If you're having a hard time getting a hold of their offices by phone to bitch and complain and carry on about what you don't like about what they're doing, and we'll get to some of that in a bit. You're going to find it's just about as difficult to get a hold of them as it is for us to get a hold of them and get them on the show. No, they only like those big audiences like mainstream media, because that's how they can keep using that D word, you know, democracy. That's how they keep using it, because they get on mainstream media and the masses feed off of that. Yeah, you want to talk about how much they forget the fact that we've got a constitutional republic. The Cato Institute has put out their new handbook, and we've included a link on our email blast But you won't be able to read those 77 chapters as to what the libertarian think tank is thinking of unless you subscribe to our email blast. We already told you how to do that. I'm not going to repeat it. That would be redundant. We don't have time for redundancy right now. We've got 10% off North American Urban Spice products at the Power Mall, as well as the OptiVita Health products. And the Winter Wellness Bundle, we got a special offer on that. You can get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. And the retail bundle is $70.90, but we're selling it to you for $53 this week, right? That means you can add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, to complete your Winter Wellness Bundle. Because we're saving you money off of what we just offered you. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, we've just updated the Power Mall catalog. And if you want one by mail, you can call Power Hour J at 877-817-9829 and talk to her and give her your address, and we'll send you one. Otherwise, you can go online to thepowermall.com. And we're now taking orders for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food at thepowermall.com. And you can call the 877-817-9829 number for that purpose. Now, the orders that we take will be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, and you will actually be helping us out at the Power Mall by buying your food through us. If there are other things that you would like to see ordered you don't see on the Power Mall, let us know, and we will order them for you. In other words, you can go to heavensharvest.com. And you can look and see what they got and then call us up and order through us. All right? That keeps us going. Heaven's Harvest is happy to drop ship those orders to you. Trust me. And why is it that we partnered with them? Well, because it comes down to the contents of the kit. That's why we shopped around, folks. I even got some samples from some of these other places and started trying them out, and I wasn't real thrilled with the results. The recipes were not viable, and, you know, it's really bad when you have to open up soup and fix soup out of a powdered mix to find out you got nothing but cheese floating on top of water. Yeah. That's not the kind of stuff you want to pay good money for. That's one of the reasons why when I opened up the cheddar broccoli soup from Heaven's Harvest and did 5 cups of water and let it simmer, I did not have to add cornstarch like I did to the floating cheese soup to try to get it to even taste anywhere near what they wanted you to taste it like. Nope. I opened up Heaven's Harvest, and I'll tell you what, I can't get enough of that cheddar broccoli soup. I'm telling you, that lasted us 3 days, and I was more than happy. Nobody complained when I said, wow, what are we having for lunch today? Cheddar broccoli soup. Ooh, good. You know, cold day, cheddar broccoli, baby. Yeah. Nothing stopping me from eating that 3 days in a row, man. It's that good. I even added broccoli. I chopped up more broccoli and added more broccoli into it because it's good for you. Fights cancer. And on top of that, I put some hot sauce, Louisiana hot sauce, in there. For those of you in Cajun country, Louisiana hot sauce. Yep. Been there, done that, and it's wonderful. That's why I like the Heaven's Harvest food. Yep. And see, we don't give you the juice, the drink mixes. How much chocolate pudding can you actually eat? Rice and beans you can buy at Walmart wholesale. Sorry. They don't believe in that. They don't throw all that garbage in there. Rice and beans, like I said, you can get that cheaper, and you don't have to pay for postage by going to Walmart to get it. At least we're honest enough to tell you that. That's a big thing. I mean, don't take our word for it. You make the comparison. Whatever you bought for store, you know, whatever food storage company you have in your stock right now, open it up and try some of the recipes, and then order a bucket of Heaven's Harvest and try it. And I'm telling you, you make the comparison and you're going to be sold on Heaven's Harvest. That's what works. You know, we want to fill you up with calories and serving sizes for the long haul. And we want to ensure survival in a crisis. We hope you don't ever have to use this stuff. But I'm telling you, the time to test these products out is before the crisis hits. That way, you know what you got. You know what you need more of. You know what you like, and you can pick and choose and get your survival buckets in order. And why do we say it? Because everybody, including Jim Bonner, the millionaire who owns all this land all over the world, yeah, he's catering to all those rich folk out there that got money to burn in various places and where to put their money in. See, I got out of the markets. I got out of the markets in 2021. I completely divested last year and got completely out of the markets. Now, if you've got a 401k or anything in it that is performing, or you've got mutual funds that are performing, and mutual funds, I'm telling you what, they don't perform. I get out of them. That's what I would do. But I'm not a financial advisor, can't give you financial advice. But if it's not performing, you're taking a loss. It's the time to dump it, cash out, and buy your survival food. And anything else you need, your nuke protect, whatever you need to protect you, because as you will find out from the news I'm going to tell you here in just a minute, things are a little dicey out there. A lot of tit for tat going on that could force somebody to push that magic button. And I'm not talking about, you know, the button that Dr. Evil pushed that made people disappear at his conference table in Austin Powers movies. No, I'm talking about the nuke button. And of course, we are also proud to partner with the Genesis Gold Group. For those of you that want to buy gold and silver coin or a gold IRA, Genesis Gold IRAs are there. You can switch a lot of your assets over in your portfolio to a Genesis Gold IRA because gold is performing well. And you're up against man-made currency here, which has no intrinsic value whatsoever. Man-made currency to me is a fraud. Having more than a couple of thousand in each bank account that you might have? Nope. I don't do that. Don't keep major dollars in bank accounts anymore. And you see, most people don't understand when you sign that little device, that little statement that they give you when you open your checking account. There are rules there. How many of you read those rules? Raise your hand. I thought so. Yeah, if you read those checking account rules, it says when every deposit that you put into your bank account becomes the property of the bank. It becomes a credit entry. Yeah. On their books, not yours. You may think it does. It shows you made a deposit, but see, that belongs to the bank until you take it out. That is if the bank lets you. If there's not a bank run and all of a sudden there's no money in the bank. And I'm not advocating bank runs because see, that's what starts mayhem. If you want to take it out a little bit at a time and then take it and invest it in like a gold IRA or buy gold and silver coin, that's a good thing. I like buying junk silver myself, but for those of you that actually like the idea of buying the 0.999 fine silver, that's where you got to call the GenesisGoldGroup.com, email them at info@GenesisGoldGroup.com, or call them to place an order. If you want to talk to a live human being at 1-800-200-4653, that's 1-800-200-GOLD. That's what 4653 stands for, is gold. So you remember that when you're pushing the buttons on your phone. 1-800-200-GOLD. That's right. They can help you with empowering faith-driven stewardship. GenesisGoldGroup.com is the website. Moving into world news, you knew about the tit-for-tat involving the missile that hit Poland and killed two people. Well, Poland and NATO is now saying the blast on Polish territory was likely caused by Ukrainian air defense, not a Russian missile. The White House, obviously, however, is playing the tit-for-tat game, putting out its disinformation, saying that Ukrainian missile that landed in Poland, Russia was ultimately at fault, because they wouldn't have had to launch it if Russia wasn't attacking them. See how that works? Yeah, that's their logic. Moscow, in the meantime, is saying Ukraine and Russophobic Poland tried to provoke a direct clash between Russia and NATO. That's why they launched it on that Polish border town of Szczyrbudo. Szczyrbudo. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't spell like it, but it's called Szczyrbudo. And so, here's the thing. It's all tit for tat, and look how close we came to a full-scale nuclear war. And now the disinformation is going out because they're trying to garner world support. Meanwhile, in the UK, Britain's finance minister said Britain's must face into the storm as he announces a swath of new taxes and spending cuts supposedly to shore up the nation's finances while doubling down on climate agenda by the WEF. Nah. Yeah. How long is it going to be before you people riot over there? You know, and they're trying to get Communist China to come around. Communist China's not doing that, man. They're firing coal plants like nobody's business. They're not dumb. They know how to keep their population going. They just keep polluting the world. They don't care. They already know the stats that the WEF and everybody is putting out, Greta Thunberg and everybody else, is a lie. There's hardly any shift in climate at all. But see, they don't want to acknowledge it because by doing so, they'd have to give up control. Because that's what the climate agenda is all about. It's controlling your behavior. And you see, now we get down to this tit for tat with Ukraine. And it opens up another can of worms, which in this email blast that's coming out from today's broadcast, we are including the 41-page complaint, class action complaint and demand for jury trial filed on November 15th in the Southern District of Florida, U.S. District Court, Miami Division, between Edwin Garrison et al. On behalf of all of themselves and all others similarly situated against Sam Bankman-Fried et al. Now, you want to know who the et al. Is? Let me tell you. They're using these et al.s, which means and others, to promote cryptocurrency sales. Yeah. Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, the names you know. Stephen Curry, know that name? Golden State Warriors. Shaquille O'Neal. Udonis Haslam. David Ortiz. William Trevor Lawrence. Shohei Ohtani. Naomi Osaka. Larry David. You know Larry David, huh? That actor, Larry David? Lawrence Gene David is what they've got it listed as. Kevin O'Leary. Collectively defendants. All parties who either controlled, promoted, assisted in, and actively participated in FTX Trading Limited and West Realm Shire Services, Inc., doing business as FTX US, collectively the FTX entities. They are the defendants. Yeah, all these famous people. You know, see, here's the thing. You heard that Kim Kardashian? Yeah. Hold your tongue and say that. It comes out funny. She had to pay a lot of money. I mean, we're talking damn near a million to the FTC for fines for doing what? Promoting crypto. And you see, here's the thing that's happening with Ukraine, which is why you got to get on the phone and call these lamos in Congress and give them a piece of your mind. Because they want to send another $37 billion over to Ukraine. And when all is said and done, and they find out where the money went, because the money did not all go to Ukraine, a lot of the money went right into cryptocurrency at FTX, I surmise. And then the guy that runs FTX, Bankman-Fried, donated $40 million of it, $10 million to Biden and $40 million to all the Democratic candidates to help get him elected. That's how they stole the election. So your little buddy, Tom Brady, who you think is so damn wonderful as a quarterback, and his ex-wife, Giselle, and all those other people out there, helped promote the scam that cost investors up to $2 billion, if not more. They are completely out, and now FTX has filed for bankruptcy. And the Bahamian government is investigating, and now Congress wants to investigate. So we're including a copy of the complaint in the email blast in PDF format so you can actually read the 41-page complaint filed by Garrison's attorneys on behalf of the class. Yeah, we knew this was going to happen, didn't we? We knew somebody was going to get exposed. And we've also got an infographic we're including, but you have to click on it on the email blast. Arizona vote counting timeline, Hobbs versus Lake. She is going to challenge the vote count because it's just dragging on and on and on, hoping that they can sneak some more of those little mail-in ballots in to help out Katie Hobbs. Yeah, there's already a conflict of interest looking you right in the face here because she's the Secretary of State. She's in charge of the elections. Now, you talk about conflict of interest, really. See, this is what's going on with our election system. And Alan West, who ran for governor unsuccessfully in Texas, I might add, there's an election fraud website that's been set up, and apparently they've gotten hundreds of election vote fraud tips coming into their hotline. You see, until we the people stand up and punch some electorate system in the face, nothing's going to change. And the way we punch them in the face is by complaining, by showing up and protesting at town hall meetings, by not letting these people that are elected to serve in Washington get away with the nonsense like what just happened. Senate Republicans reelected Mitch the bitch. Yep, he's the Democrats' bitch, folks. Mitch McConnell is the top GOP senator rejecting a challenge from Rick Scott. I mean, we're talking about the lesser of two evils here. The vote was 37 to 10 with one senator voting present. And Ben Sasse, of course, who's not running again, missed the vote. Yep, Mitch McConnell.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, Josh Hawley from Missouri was one of the 10 who voted for Scott and against McConnell. And why do you think McConnell won? Hawley said, because the conference didn't want to change course. Nope, status quo, same as usual. And 12 Senate Republicans. Oh, you're going to love this article. We didn't include them all, but I want you to know that it's there. They voted with Democrats for the far-left Respect for Marriage Act, which is reportedly designed to provide federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. Now, what that means is that if you have a business and a same-sex couple comes to you and says, bake me a cake, DJ my wedding, provide a floral arrangements, and you say no because I don't agree with you, well, there are Supreme Court cases out there that this might come up against because now they've legislated it and Biden's going to sign it. And that's going to remove any First Amendment right you might have, and you're going to have to challenge it, and you have to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and we don't know how they're going to rule. Here's another little thing that might be creeping around in the back of your mind while we still have a minute left before the bottom of the hour break and Jim Harden joins us. You know, here's the thing about the same-sex marriage stuff and everything else that's going on behind the scenes is all of these amendments and everything that's going on right now for the status quo is going to turn this whole two-year period into lame duck. Biden's going to veto everything he doesn't like because deep state and the people really running the show are telling him what to do. He's nothing but an ass puppet. What can I say? We'll be back with Reverend Jim Harden, pro-lifer, after the break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Thursday, November 17, 2022. We're in Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And, of course, we were just talking before the break about the same-sex and interracial marriages. These are the 12 Republicans who voted for the bill. Roy Blunt from Missouri, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, Susan Collins from Maine, Joni Ernst from Iowa, Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming, Lisa Murkowski. Yeah, Kelly Chewbacca is leading her in the race for Senate up there. She voted for it. Rob Portman from Ohio, Mitt Romney from Utah. Should have expected that. Dan Sullivan from Alaska, and Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Todd Young from Indiana. So now you have your hit list of people who you need to call and pester and ask them why they voted for that, why they're siding with Democrats on something that falls right in line with the conversation about religious liberty and the fact that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. We've got Reverend James Harden with us. He's the CEO from Compass Care Pregnancy Services. He's out of Rochester, New York. And, of course, he's married with 10 kids. Isn't that wonderful? You can tell he's pro-life, right, Jim?
That's right, I am. The basic unit of society is not an individual, and it's and rights are not a license to do whatever you want. The basic unit of society is the family, a mom and a dad, a male and a female, who are able to sacrifice themselves for one another for the purpose of the next generation, that is children. And, you know, the same-sex marriage thing undermines the basic moral framework of civilized order. And that's essentially in line with, I think, what the pro-abortion Democratic Party wants to do. They want to destabilize society so they can remake it in their own image.
Well, and that's just flat out what is happening. And unfortunately, the problem is when you've got a Congress that is so wishy-washy and status quo like this and is trying to gain favor. The parties want to work together. All right. Because you can see exactly what's happening when, you know, it's like go along to get along. Oh, well, we'll give them that because they're going to give we're just getting news now. Pelosi is stepping down and Kevin McCarthy is taking over. It's going to be status quo, folks. And we've got an uphill battle here because it's a lame duck session. But the House and everybody else is going to be pushing in that direction. I mean, we've still got the fact they don't have enough. And this is something I'm going to ask Reverend Jim here. They don't have enough votes, according to Biden, to codify Roe v. Wade. I guess that is a good thing.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. For pro-abortion Democrats, they don't care about abortion. They really don't. What they care about is what abortion gives them. And abortion gives them absolute power. And absolute power is the ability to decide who lives and who dies, the ability to decide who qualifies as a person protected under the law and who does not. Because if they can be vested with that level of power, then who's next, right? Is it your neighbor's child? Is it your child in the hospital room? Is it, you know, your grandparents on their deathbed? Is it you who happens to be standing up and speaking out against the political narrative? I mean, who's next? Because that's the kind of power we're talking about here, and that's exactly the kind of power the Biden administration dreams of. They want to legislate abortion as a right. They're not when you enshrine abortion as a right. It does the same thing that it actually attacks religious liberty. Why? Because people believe things. That's what humans do. We believe things and we behave according to those beliefs. And so when you establish abortion as a fundamental human right, what happens to a physician who says, I can't participate, I can't refer or provide for abortions? What happens to a pregnancy center? Well, now who refers to provide or refer for abortions, right? What happens is they are seen as standing in the way of a woman accessing her civil right, and it becomes a violation of the law. It becomes illegal to be publicly pro-life. That's what they want. Because and if you don't think that's true, all you got to do is look at the last 6 months and how pro-life organizations have been attacked, not just by pro-abortion terrorists like Jane's Revenge. Our place was firebombed out in Buffalo, catastrophic damage, 2 firefighters injured. But there was 160 other people and organizations that were attacked. The FBI is slow walking it. No arrests have been made. You got pro-abortion politicians attacking us, saying we're terrorizing women, like Elizabeth Warren has said. It's absolutely ridiculous, but they are on the attack. And there's all that war been declared on pro-life citizens, and they are colluding to deprive us of our First Amendment rights, by the way, First Amendment rights, as well as our 14th Amendment rights of equal protection under the law. So this is a lot more is going on here than meets the eye. And people, I think, I'm glad, Dave, that you're actually addressing it.
Well, and the thing is, too, is I've seen the videos of, you know, when they took that pro-life abortion or pro-life protester, rather, who was in the clinic, and they came to his house and they took him out. His family's like, you know, why are you taking him? Can you answer me? Who are you? What's your name? The thing is that they've made it illegal to protest in front of an abortion clinic, but it's okay to firebomb a pro-life center. You know, see, this is the inequity. And we're supposed to have equal protection of the law, and we don't have it because the Biden administration has systematically weaponized the Department of Justice. And there's a double standard in play here. And as long as this administration remains in power, we will continue to have this double standard and we'll continue to have this weaponization. And to me, it's a big waste of time to stand out in front of an abortion clinic. I mean, I don't, you know, what do these people want to be, martyrs? I mean, God gave us wisdom, Reverend Jim, to deal with stuff like this. And, you know, I think that there's more power in the pen when it comes to these referendums that have passed. And I want you to comment on that, because these referendums, I mean, are moving, like in Montana, for example. Voters passed Montana, rejected legislative referendum 131, allowing doctors to let a baby die on the table after being born if a mother doesn't abort her baby in time. I mean, there's some really crazy referendums there. There are some on the alternative that literally say no abortions, except if there's, you know, in case of rape, incest, or a medical emergency. I mean, there's kind of it's all over the map as far as what these referendums. I know Michigan just is basically allowed it. And yeah. So, you know, it really in Canada right now is suggesting that seniors and people who are depressed get euthanized. I mean, you know, yeah. this is not going to stop. I mean, they want to kill. And here's the thing with these same sex marriages that I don't get. And these people want to go out as Adam and Steve, and they actually want to adopt kids. Really? I think that's a very dangerous proposition, because it's like, oh, you got in-house grooming now.
Oh,
what
definitely.
Happens if?
It's very dangerous for same-sex couples to adopt children, because it's not just grooming. It actually teaches a child that it's okay to live a fiction, you know, serial lying about who you are and what you are as a human being is never a good thing to teach a child. Because where are they going to take it from there? You know, insisting that you go along with some fiction about somebody's idea about who they are. Well, this is my female father. What? That doesn't make any sense according to the natural order or the moral order. So we've got serious problems, and you know, one of the lodestar, the moral lodestar. And our framers of the Constitution knew this with the Declaration of Independence. They said we are endowed by our Creator. And when we begin to ignore our Creator, we are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. We're not made in the image of government. We're made in the image of God. And so that is the basis for the first and primary and basic human right, and that is the right to life, because it's that right. It predicates all other rights. I mean, there's no point in talking about rights if we don't have the basic right to life that God gives us, and we're made in His image. And so for a government to come along and say, oh, I have the power to say who qualifies as a person under the law, it essentially undermines the entire justice system. And that's what we've seen, the politicization of the justice system to attack those that disagree with them. The most dangerous belief to a despot is the idea that all people are made in the image of God and equally valuable, deserving of protection and blessing from the womb to the tomb. That's the most dangerous idea, because absolute power is what a despot needs, and absolute power is the ability to decide who lives and who dies. And that's what abortion gives them.
So where are we at? You've been obviously keeping a pulse on the pro-life versus pro-choice states. Where are we at as far as who's drawn the line and who hasn't? Because Roe v. Wade... See, they used that, and they weaponized Roe v. Wade to come back. And see, this is the thing about Roe v. Wade. My wife even brought this up. She goes, you know, I think the Supreme Court did this country a dirty by even arguing and hearing and deciding and writing an opinion on Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health before the midterms, knowing that this stuff was going to cause problems and the Democrats were going to make it. I got to believe that one of the law clerks of the Democratic judges leaked that for the purposes of the Democratic Party, using it to further pontificate abortion as one of their platforms to get more voters to the polls, if in fact that's what they were doing and they weren't laundering with mail-in ballots. And this is the thing. I mean, this is really bugging us both, is that the Supreme Court deliberately did this country the dirty by ruling beforehand and allowing that Alito opinion to be leaked. And have you heard them prosecuting that? I haven't. No. What law clerk leaked that, folks? I want to know what law clerk leaked it. If you've got information, get on my bloody phone line right now and call me up and tell me which law clerk leaked that and whether they've been prosecuted or not. I want to know, because this is going against everything that Jim is standing for. Reverend Jim Hardin is with us. And, you know, Compass Care basically is helping. And I know that there's a share group here locally where I'm at that I've actually, you know, given some suggestions to as far as donations and raising money and stuff, because they are pro-life and they are educating, you know, women who find themselves pregnant out of wedlock to do the right thing and not get crazy with the kid and come up with these ideas about leaving the baby at a fire station or whatever the case may be, and to help them grow up and be a mom. You know, unfortunately, it's the mistakes we make. It's like taking fentanyl. There's a crisis, and if the kids are going to be asleep and they don't care and they think that, oh, I'm taking Adderall, and it turns out to be fentanyl. We have several school districts now reporting almost a dozen out of one school district here in Texas are dead because of fentanyl. What other mistakes are they going to make? And then, see, you're advocating pretty much the same thing the share group is as far as pro-life and making things work for the expectant mother, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, what do abortionists do? They do abortion, and they do it for a fee. It's mercenary medicine at best. It's quackery and actuality. What do pro-life pregnancy centers do? Well, when a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, she says, I'm stuck. I'm trapped. I've got no other choice. I need to have an abortion. That doesn't sound like empowerment to me. It sounds like entrapment. It doesn't sound like, you know, choice to me. It sounds like coercion. What do pregnancy centers do? Well, we provide ethical medical care and comprehensive community support to free a woman, to give her the ability to say no to abortion, because not a sane woman alive actually wants to have an abortion. She just feels stuck. And so we do all this, by the way, for free. And most pro-life pregnancy centers do not get any state or federal money. And certainly we don't in New York State. I mean, we're being attacked by New York State, literally. I mean, literally. Physically and politically, they're weaponizing legislation against us. And so you and your wife, I think, you know, hit the nail on the head. The Supreme Court did us a dirty on June 24th. On May 2nd, this illegal leak of the Dobbs case sparked a crime wave that you just referred to, Dave. It sparked a crime wave specifically targeting pro-life organizations all across this country. The Chief Justice John Roberts asked the marshal of the court to start an investigation on who leaked the opinion, and we haven't heard anything about it. Nothing. What's the status on the marshal of the court's investigation on this illegal leak? Unprecedented, because whoever did this, they did this specifically to influence the outcome of, number one, the result of the case, and number two, the outcome of the elections. And guess what happened? I mean, there's so much violence that occurred, that the mayhem, the chaos. This is an ends justify the means pro-abortion Democrat party at work, right? It is reprehensible, and investigations need to be done. Crimes have been committed, serious crimes, arson, and injuring people, like the two firefighters that were injured putting out the blaze at our place. I think we need, quite frankly, need to defund the FBI. They slow walk this thing. They didn't even look at our video surveillance. There's been 160 attacks, no arrests whatsoever. I think that we need to defund the FBI. And if we don't defund the FBI, I think we need to put all their operations on hold until a thorough investigation of politicization takes place, because they're being used as a bludgeon against the those that would be ideologically different from the Biden administration. And it needs to stop.
Agreed. And this is the thing. Congress, now that the House is in control, has the power of the purse strings, and these oversight committees can hold back on the budgets and stall them. I mean, I know that bills can be killed in committee, and funding bills can be killed in committee, and the House, if they do the right thing. Now, the problem is, with them electing McConnell again as the Senate minority leader, and we still have two seats, Chewbacca and Warnock, you know, that Warnock, Walker, and Chewbacca Murkowski, those two races are still in play. And here we are, you know, trying to make decisions already and patting ourselves on the back that things are going to stay status quo when we know damn well they're not. And I mean, my wife and I aren't the only ones having this conversation, Reverend Jim, thinking that, hey, something funny happened before the election and this is part of it. And my wife is the one that actually brought up the and what was that decision? I said it was Dobbs. I said, and they should not have let this out, knowing that it could influence the midterms. They should have just tabled the thing, not written any opinions, and just said we're going to debate it after the elections.
Well,
they just gave ammunition.
Yeah, oh, you definitely gave them ammunition. The Democrats realized that this election was all about morality. Now, I think the Democrats are morally bankrupt. The pro-abortion Democrats are definitely morally bankrupt, but they knew that it was about morality, specifically the moral topic of abortion. And they were able to spend a third of $1 billion amping up their megaphone. And when pro-life Republicans stood strong on the pro-life issue, they did win. But what we started to see the pro-life Republicans scrubbing their websites of any moral issues specifically around their pro-life position back in August. And we warned them back then. I warned them on August 25th. I said, if you keep this up, you're going to sacrifice your midterm election result. And the red wave of indifference just died on the beach. And that's exactly what we saw happen. But Jim, I think it's Jim Messina, the former deputy White House chief of staff from the Obama administration, he was interviewed a couple days after that, after the election, saying, hey, this election was won on abortion. The 2024 presidential campaign is going to be won on abortion. So the pro-life Republicans need to get very serious about putting their pro-life positions front and center, and not just talking about being pro-life from a sentimental perspective. They need to be pro-life statesmen. Why is it important for all people everywhere to be pro-life, specifically as it relates to a civilized order? Because the government's job is to protect all people equally, without respect to their stage or station in life. Because as soon as the government starts to pick and choose who they protect, justice is no longer blind, and you don't have a rule of law anymore. You've got rule of man and a tyranny.
Well, the bigger problem is that your abortion situation, your gender identity situation, the puberty blockers and transitioning at a young age, that whole situation is designed. And I think they're all interrelated here, Reverend Jim. I think it has to do with breaking up of the family unit in America. That is what their ultimate goal is.
I agree with you 100%, because the basic unit of society is not the individual. It is the family unit. And when you can force everybody outside the family unit into individuals, then government becomes the primary arbiter of what it means to be human and what right and wrong is. Not God anymore, and not the family unit, not mom and dad, not the church, referring back to the scriptures, the word of God. I mean, you now have a small group of people, men and women, who are politically elite and extremely rich, deciding what the moral framework is going to be for society. They're now abusing children with over-sexualized curriculum in elementary schools. They're now abusing children by, telling them that they can, be whatever they want to be, whether it's an animal or a mineral or a vegetable. I mean, it's absolutely insane. But there is a method to their madness. They want to break down society so they can reconstruct it with more control.
Well, and more control and immorality is what it looks like. And see, here's the big conflict I've had in my head is, these abortion folks are all about my body, my choice. I heard that argument from the vax crowd too, who didn't want to take the jab. My body, my choice. And it's like there's this argument going on in my head about, wait a minute, now if abortion is, my body, my choice, and vaccination is my body, my choice, wow, are we screwed up or not? Both of them have the same objective, and that's control.
It's control. Yeah, and that it doesn't matter what the words mean. It only matters how the words can be used to manipulate the masses.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what we're seeing happening with the propaganda that's been going out and around about all these issues. It's all propaganda designed to convince the population to vest the government with more power and more control, because the government has no power unless the people vest it with it. And so we just got to keep talking. I mean, the people become more pro-life the more we talk about what it means to be human under God, because abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human. It's really, it's beyond abortion. And all these issues that you just described, Dave, are all interconnected.
They are. All right. So now back to my my other question here. You've been keeping tabs, obviously, on these referendums. I know Kentucky voters rejected Amendment 2, which said there is no constitutional right to abortion. So I got to wonder, you've been keeping a pulse on how many states, where are we at? How many states are pro-life? How many states are pro-abortion?
Well, I think right now there are about 16 states that do not have, that are basically abortion free. That's the latest that I've heard. And there's, you know, probably another 10 or so that are coming along, you know, on that track for being abortion free. The problem that we've seen with these referendums, and by the way, you're going to see a lot more referendums in 2024 election cycle, and they're specifically around abortion. The problem that we're seeing, though, is if they're pro-life referendums, they're not written well. Number one, they're not written well. And number two, they're not promoted and there's no education going on around them. So you don't have the pro-life Republicans even talking about it much. They're not educating the population about it. So what that means is the Democrats come along and they spend millions of dollars with their propaganda about what this proposition, how bad this proposition is going to impact women. Women are going to be dying on the operating table because they're miscarrying and they're not going to be able to get, you know, care. They're going to be denied contraception. They're going to be, they're going to be thrown in jail for pursuing abortion. All these things are being fomented. Of course, it's not true, but it's all propaganda. And when the Republicans don't say anything, their silence gives consent to the propaganda. And so the proposition fails. But, like in Montana, that proposition was redundant. A physician takes an oath, and every physician has a duty to care. It's illegal not to provide care to a patient on the table who is dying. To withhold care is against the law. So for Montana to create a referendum saying, you know, it's illegal to deny care to a baby born alive, well, it's redundant. Somebody needed to actually think that one through. Why create a redundant referendum? But you got like Vermont. Vermont's referendum, you know, was nebulous. It didn't mean anything. It was meaningless. The California one and the Michigan one, though, those are interesting, because the Michigan one's insidious. It makes a human right out of an abortion, which means public pro-life activity is going to be attacked. Mark my words.
Yep, for sure. Well, we've been talking to Reverend James Hardin here with Compass Care, and of course, you can look that up. He has a website. CompassCare.info. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.